Washington Callback, Disasters of the World. I'm Mike Moss. The post office is in the spotlight as Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling back the House to vote on a measure to shore up the post office ahead of the fall elections.
Whether the changes at the Postal Service are a deliberate attempt to stifle the vote is one of the many questions the House wants to ask the Postmaster General. They're calling on him to testify before a House committee on August 24th. If he fails to show, Senator Schumer says,
he should be stamped return to sender. He shouldn't be allowed to be the Postmaster General if after all this destruction, he can't answer to the American people what he is doing.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
President Trump tells Fox News he remains opposed to widespread mail-in voting.
This has been one of the disasters of the world, the way it's been run. It's been run horribly, and we're going to make it good. Now, what am I supposed to do? Let it continue to run badly? So if you fix it, they say, oh, he's tampering with the election. No, we're not tampering.
The president said Friday that he would block new funding for the post office because he wanted to stop widespread mail-in voting during the pandemic. A pandemic-changed virtual Democratic National Convention begins this evening. Correspondent Jessica Dean says some big-name speakers are on the schedule.
It goes from Bernie Sanders, Michelle Obama, John Kasich, a Republican governor who ran for the Republican nomination back in 2016. So that kind of gives you a peek into what we're expecting as this convention kicks off.
A hostage situation ended peacefully this morning after 16 hours when a man and his mother exited a home near Austin, Texas, where a day earlier three police officers had been shot and wounded. The Cedar Park police now say the man released his hostages and then left the building with his mother and a family pet peacefully. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 51 points. I'm Mike Moss.
This is good news. Maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, we offer essential services to help keep your home comfortable. We all know comfort is key in these challenging times. If your air system is giving you trouble, contact our team of professionally trained technicians. We are here for you 24/7 with same-day appointments available at 844-1-HOUR or visit us online at 1hourair.com.
Good comfort is just a call away. These are not normal times. It's okay to not feel normal. Reach out and talk to somebody. The local crisis line is 866-495-6735. 866-495-6735. The Teen Lifeline can be contacted by phone or text 602-248-TEEN. Open Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. And for crisis text line, text connect to 741-741. This message is sponsored by the Arizona Department of Education's Project AWARE and Office of Indian Education.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Excessive heat warning continues at least through Wednesday with a high today of 113 and partly sunny, 88 overnight tonight. And a southwest wind at 10, sunny and 111 tomorrow. West wind at 10, 85 the high, and 113 and partly sunny on Wednesday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
AM 560 KBLU, Russ Clark with you, and I know Adam Hansen is in the building. Yeah, I guess he's going to make it because he just walked in here.
Good morning. Yeah, how are you doing?
Life, death, and law. You just like cutting right close to the wire, but you knew.
I hit every red light on the way in here.
That's the way it works out. Sometimes.
And then there was a bike cop. I was like, oh, man.
A bike cop?
Watch yourself.
On a bicycle?
Well, a motorcycle.
Motorcycle, okay. We have both.
It's a bicycle. I could outrun it.
We have both of them in Yuma. Don't mess with those motorcycle police.
I know, man.
They pride themselves in enforcement.
Yes, they do. I'm not going to talk bad about the motorcycle cops on air.
No, so. Well, my daughter...
Just off air.
My daughter called me one day in tears. She said she got a ticket from a rude, rude motorcycle cop, and you need to do something, Daddy. So I went and talked to her a little bit, and she gave me the guy's name, and I'm like, well, I happened to run into him next week.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I told him, I said, did you pull over a pink Volkswagen? He says, why? I said, that's my daughter. I just want to shake your hand. Thank you. If you see her out there, you pull her over. Tell her slow down.
That's called tough love.
I support the police officers.
Yeah, me too.
They're trying to keep it safe and everything. My daughter has a lead foot. I know because I trained her.
Yeah, I support them as long as it's not me being pulled over.
Yeah, that gets a little discouraging.
Yeah, I'm
right
above
now.
The law. That's what I think.
I don't think you do.
But those motorcycle cops, they'll get you because you can't even see them most of the time. They tuck themselves into a cove behind bushes.
It's unfair.
Come on.
You're sneaky
guys.
That's
just cheating.
No. They're allowed to.
That's cheating, man.
I've seen them all over the place. And they do a good job. I mean, I guess they don't really not big on the warnings either. They're big on...
Oh, really?
That's what I hear. That's rumor.
I just cry and get out of it.
Yeah, how'd that work for you?
It doesn't.
It doesn't work.
For my wife, it works. For me, not so much.
Here's what I found does work. Can you want me to give you a clue?
Yeah. Tell me. I want to know the recipe.
You do something that shocks them and knocks them off their game.
Like?
Tell the truth.
Resist arrest?
Tell the truth. They're not used to tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. They're like, oh, my God.
How fast were you going?
What do I do with that? They don't know what to do with the truth.
Yeah, I know.
Confuse them.
Yeah.
Yeah, confuse them. So tell the truth. And that's your best chance is what I found out. It's so novel for them that I think they embrace it.
That's better than my strategy. My strategy is not to answer the question. Rather, you answer their questions with a question. How fast were you going? How fast do you think I was going?
Oh, really? I don't think
What's your name? Why do you need that?
Look, I'm not even a cop, and I want to write you a ticket right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that jerk. I actually haven't been pulled over, knock on wood, for a long time.
Me either.
That is a narrative of how good of a driver I am.
I think so. Have you seen those stories where you hear about a guy that's got like 8 DUIs and 25 traffic violations, and I'm like, how do you do that? I mean, how?
Like a magnet.
How is that possible? What are you doing? Because I can't remember the last time I was pulled over, even. I mean,
I know. And I spend most of my driving time looking for cops on motorcycles or, over in the median. That's how I
just look for the speed limit signs and to see if there's any old ladies that need help across the street. That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, I tend to go the speed limit a little bit over. You know, like you can get away with, what is it, 3, 4, 5 over?
Theoretically.
Theoretically. Yeah. I mean, that's what I think those guns in court have been proven to not be, you know, as accurate as they claim to be. And so you've got like a wiggle room of 4 or 5 miles an hour over.
I think they get challenged. I think they're more accurate than we would care to believe, but they're accurate. But they get challenged regularly. And guys like John Minor used to frustrate him, I think. Yeah. I think they would throw it out just so John would shut up.
Yeah.
I miss him.
I know. That guy, what a character.
Yeah, he was frustrated, I'm sure, to many people.
Yeah, luckily I didn't have to go against him, or I wasn't in that world. You know, he did criminal law quite a bit.
Drugs and thugs.
Mm-hmm, and I didn't have to worry about that, because that's not what I do, obviously. And so, and that's by choice. We didn't want to be in that world. When I say we, my partner, Sean Garner, and the other attorney in the office, but we chose this route because we wanted to help people stay out of the courtroom. And the one way to do that is to legally set stuff up ahead of time so that if something were to happen to a family member or to yourself, that you'd already have your ducks in a row. We like to say you've got your stuff in order.
From everything you guys have taught me over the last few years, it's just so much cheaper and so much less drama.
Yeah.
And it's so embracing of the ones that you care about, because they don't have to live through hell the worst time in their lives.
Right. And getting back to those costs, I mean, sometimes when I quote a fee to people, they look at that and they say, well, I'm going to try and go online and do it myself, or I'm going to, you know, I think I can maybe do this, that, or the other. And they don't understand that there are so many pitfalls out there that they're going to inevitably probably mess something up, and it's going to be 5 times more expensive than had you just put a plan together. There are some times when you just have to let somebody, you have to trust. You have to trust that somebody, a professional around you, can help you. And that's what we try and help people understand.
We've all been burned by a professional at one time or another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or somebody that has a shingle of some kind. It could be an auto mechanic or a lawyer or whatever.
Yeah.
But there are guys, I mean, you got to do some due diligence to make sure you're with the right firm, the right people.
Absolutely, and we've done it over and over and over again, and that's why we're so good at it. I am one of those guys that thinks he can do everything. Don't tell me I can't do something, because then I'm going to try and do it. And I've spent my life trying to do those types of things, you know, whether it's building a wall or building this, that, or the other, or these projects around the house. My first course of action is, well, I'm going to go online, research the issue, and then I'm going to try and do it myself. Whether it's digging a hole to make a pool or whatever. But inevitably, oftentimes, I'll run into, you know, roadblocks, and it's probably because I haven't done it before, and therefore, there's a learning curve.
Right.
And it cost me a lot of time, a lot of effort, and frustration. And it could have been easier had I just hired the guy to come and do it that does it all the time. I would have had it done in a day.
But then you wouldn't be Adam Hansen.
That's right. But I'm starting to learn as I get older that it is better to hire that guy and trust him and just communicate effectively, this is what I want, and then let him take control and do it, because he does it all the time, or that gal, whatever the case might be, whatever the service is that I need.
If you dig a hole wrong, it's not that big a fail.
That's right.
If you do a trust wrong...
State plan, sure, yeah.
That's a big fail.
And that's gonna have a ripple effects throughout generations. I've seen it happen. Yeah. There was this one case I remember years ago.
You got to take a break when you When you get back, you can ramble about a case.
I was right in the flow of this.
No, I got to stop you before you get too deep.
We'll take the break. We'll take down the break.
All right.
Okay, this is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be right back.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
KBLU News Talk 560 is in search of motivated individuals to join its radio and digital marketing team in the greater Yuma area. The ideal candidate will have an interest in helping our business customers succeed, have the desire to be successful, the curiosity to find out more. Computer skills, problem solving, creativity, and dedication are all required. Sound like a fit for you? Apply online by sending your resume to HireMeNow at edbroadcasters.com or go to our website, edbroadcasters.com, and click on Careers. Eldorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Urge to Oils knows that good health starts with good water, especially in the Yuma summer heat. That's why the Urge to Oils water experts offer four different types of pure drinking water. Whether you choose reverse osmosis, hydrogen oxygen, iodized alkaline, or simple distilled water, you're getting healthy hydration the Urge to Oils way. For natural and holistic health, there's only one Urge to Oils, Fortuna Palms Plaza in the foothills. And always open at Urge, the number two, oilsaz.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. This is Attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark on 560 AM KBLU. And right before the break, before Russ so rudely cut me off,
my apologies,
I was about to get into a story He doesn't like my story, so he tries to shut me up.
I do like your story. I want to hear the whole thing uninterrupted.
Yeah, not as much as the sponsors, I guess. You don't like my story. But years ago, I ran into this gal who came into my office, and she said, Adam, I'm going to inherit millions of dollars from this relative of mine. And I said, wow, congratulations. And she said, yeah, he's up in a different state, and he just recently passed away. And I said, well, what did he do for a living? You know, how did he get all this money? And she said, well, not much. It's his wife that had the money. And I said, oh, really? And she said, yeah. So he married into this very wealthy family, and wife died first, and they didn't have planning in place. And so because they had everything basically in joint tenancy, everything passed to him. And then he died second, and so everything went to his intestate heirs, which was her. And so she ended up with this family fortune that wasn't even her family's. And that happens all the time. But unfortunately, this guy did have planning in place, but it was just so poorly done, because you could tell that when I looked at the planning, that the legal structure that he had in place when he died, he you could tell he went to the attorney that they've been using for other things. As part of the family, kind of legal issues would come up, they would come to this same guy. And this attorney, I'm sure at some point, this is what it looked like after I was reviewing this after time, just said, hey, oh, you need a plan in place. Let's put together this trust, and we'll take care of it, right? Yep. And so when I looked at this trust, it looked like something you'd get online kind of thing. It's kind of a fill-in-the-blank, print off and sign kind of thing. And what ended up happening was, because the trust was not built properly, the finances that came in to this guy once he received everything from his wife who predeceased him, and then he died with so much money and wealth that he was over the taxable estate limit, meaning he had over $5.4 million in assets.
Okay.
But one of those assets was his mansion, and the mansion alone was like $6.2 million or something.
Wow.
That was the estimated value. And so when he died, he had over the allowable amount that you're allowed to die with. This is back in the day. Now it's a lot higher than that. President Trump boosted that. He doubled it. So it's $11.4 million a person.
Well, I'm sure they had to sell the mansion.
So that was the thing. They had to sell the mansion, but the IRS doesn't care. All they care about is you've got this much in the mansion, you've got this in cash and all this other stuff, all these toys and vehicles and things like that. So he ended up having, I think, if I remember correctly, around like $11 million worth of stuff. That was the estimated value of his estate. Well, you're only allowed to have, at that time, 5.4. This was during the Obama administration.
Right.
And so that means that for half of his estate was going to be taxed at about 43%, like half.
Wow.
About $5.4 million had to be taxed. So half of $5.4 million is around what?
$2.75 million
that the estate has to now pay the IRS, but they don't have that liquid,
right?
So they had to put up the mansion for sale. Very hard to sell that type of an asset, because not a lot of people in the market for such a high net worth property, because once you buy those types of properties, they had like 15 air conditioning units. You know, it's just the monthly cost for that, and the gardeners and things like that. So it's not something that just sells. And
oh my God!
This family ended up paying so much in taxes just because the trust was not, it was just this, you know, kind of run-of-the-mill thing.
And
it all could have been avoided.
If it was all done properly, it would have been no big deal.
Would have been nothing. Everything would have transferred seamlessly without estate taxes.
You could have moved into the
taxes.
Mansions, turned all the air conditioners up, and enjoyed the coolness.
That's right. Just run it for a few years till you run out of money. But I tell that story not because I'm trying to, you know, instill fear in people, but that's just an example, a real-life example of how bad it can be. Now, not all of us are going to inherit millions and millions of dollars.
But it doesn't matter. A few hundred thousand or millions or $20,000. $20,000 would be wiped out in legal fees, potentially, right now.
The average time, this is a national average, from the time that a person receives an inheritance by the time it's gone, it's spent, gone, is less than 12 months. That's the national average. And I've seen it worse than that. I mean, I've seen it within a period of a month or a couple months, it's gone. And I think that just goes back to the idea that if you didn't work for that, or if you didn't put the time and effort in to earn it, then it's really easy not to appreciate it and it just goes. I don't know. That's just my own theory. But not only that, but in this last case that I was talking about where this estate was subject to so much tax, most of us will not be in that position. And that's just the reality, because most of us will be under the estate tax limit now. But there's a different cost when we're talking about poor legal planning, and that's the emotional cost, that's the relationship cost that might be inevitable if you don't have proper planning in place. What I mean by that is oftentimes I'll have people come in and they'll say, well, Adam, I want to put my plan together and my kids are fine. You know, they'd get along. I want them to work together. And so I help them build this estate plan. And inevitably, when they pass away and those kids come back and talk to me, they aren't on the same page. They don't want to get along. And there's sometimes that there are fights going on just in the family. And it's unfortunate that happens, but it happens quite a bit. I think a lot of the emotions are high because a loved one has passed away. You're not in the best emotional state, and you don't want to be taken advantage of, or people feel like that. I'm going to be taken advantage of if I give up a little bit here, or if I give up power here, and then it turns into a war sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so we're very cognizant of that fact, and we are very good at counseling our families to plan for that. And when they tell me, oh, they get along, and I say, I hope they're the exception to the rule, which is people usually don't get along when mom and dad are gone. But and I hope that's the case. I hope you're the exception to that general rule. But we're going to act like they don't get along, and we're going to prepare this thing like they don't get along. So from that vantage point, how are we going to set this up?
But you've got a better chance of keeping them friendly
right
at that point.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to fight about.
And that's absolutely right. And I think that's really our role, is to help individuals understand that there is a potential for discord. And if that were to happen, how do we solve the issue now? How do we put the planning in place such that if there is discord among the parties, it's already taken care of?
Yeah.
It's kind of akin to what we call a premarital agreement, or you should know about this. Russ, what are they called? I'm just kidding. I'm confusing you. What are they called? Layman's terms. Prenup.
Prenup.
There you go.
There you go. I, you know, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. It's such a foreign idea to you and I.
Yeah.
It's just way out there. So this premarital agreement, it's very... I remember in law school when we talk about this in family law, or family law class, we talked about premarital agreements and how they work and things like that in the court system. And basically the law professor was saying that it's kind of odd because you go in, it's like you're going into marriage saying we're not going to make it. And so if we're not going to make it, how is this all going to turn out? Who gets what? Who gets the dog? Who gets the car? Who gets all this stuff? You know, the stuff that we acquire, we're going to go ahead and make a decision now as to how that's going to be divided up. That's essentially what the premarital agreement is.
But is that, I don't think I feel like that, though,
what do
about
you mean?
It.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 63 in September.
Yeah.
If I were to get married again, because I'm divorced, but if I were to get married again, I don't know that we would want to commingle all of that and confuse it. So I would be very comfortable with saying, like, let's just keep everything as it is, and we'll be happily married. But, you know, you've got kids, I've got kids, and we'll share expenses, but we don't need to...
Co-mingle stuff, yeah, and I think you're not alone. I think most people are like that when they go into a second, third, fourth marriage.
And when you're first married, you have nothing anyway.
Yeah. And
So you're not afraid of her taking half of nothing.
And I wasn't bringing up the premarital agreement to say that's why we use these trusts or something, but that is a good... a trust is a very good way to do that, to split things up and keep it very understood without having to go through this premarital agreement and the stigma that comes along with that. Oh, we're going to get married, but I don't trust you to, you know, stick with me, and therefore we're going to break stuff up now, and then we'll go into this.
I think a premarital agreement would be accepted mostly by most. Not at a 20-year-old, but I mean 63 or something.
Yeah.
Would probably be.
Yeah, no,
it makes perfect sense. I think it's kind of like having the trust. It would make you feel like I've got things in order.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen them work very, very well. There are clients that we do put together a premarital agreement because it needs to be very clear as to, I'm bringing this in, you're bringing this in, you outline, these are the things I had before I met you and before we got married, these are the things that I have before I met you, we got married, and therefore we're going to consider these things separate property. But we also recognize that we will bring things together, and maybe we might have a joint checking account together because it just makes it easier to do stuff. But I've got my stuff, you've got your stuff over here, and we might have some stuff in the middle that we share.
I'm actually looking for a rich bride that's going to pay for everything.
That's my strategy, is to encourage my daughters to find rich men and my sons to find rich women.
There you go.
It doesn't matter their personality. Is that incendiary? Can I say that?
I think it's terrible, but you go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Heat alert! Heat alert! This is a heat warning from Hyundai of Yuma. August is one of the hottest months in Yuma, with record-breaking heat. It's so hot that the prices are melting at Hyundai of Yuma. Like $5,000 off new 2020 Santa Fe's, or $4,000 off new 2020 Tucson's. And during the epic summer sales event, even the rates have melted to a low 0% financing on select models. Remember, all new Hyundais come with a limited 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So during this epic event, all offers will be considered and all credit applications will be accepted. So come out today and be cool with these amazing offers only at Hyundai of Yuma. Hyundai of Yuma buys cars. No matter the condition, we will pay top dollar for your trade-in. Bring it in today for a quick appraisal. If you like the offer, you can either trade it in or sell it to us directly. Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma Strong and vet-owned dealership. Visit in person on 32nd Street or online 24/7 at HyundaiYuma.com.
All offers plus tax, title, license, rebates, rent, move, any finance offer, 0% of move, any rebates on approved credit. See you over the tail.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Arizona small businesses are getting hit hard. Senator Martha McSally knows they need help.
We need to help them keep the lights on.
Senator McSally delivered aid for struggling small businesses. That saved 1 million Arizona jobs. Saving those jobs saved health insurance for Arizona families. Now, Senator McSally is fighting to help more people keep their health insurance. Senator Martha McSally.
There's people out there right now in Arizona that need some help, and they need it fast. They need it from the government. They need it from other human beings, and I'm going to do my part.
Senator McSally sponsored S-4329 to ensure continued health coverage for workers and families whose jobs have been impacted by COVID-19. Under Senator McSally's bill, your health insurance is protected even if your job's at risk. Call Senator Martha McSally at 602-952-2410 and urge her to pass S-4329. Tell Senator McSally to keep fighting to protect health coverage for Arizonans. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
And off air, we were talking about the big event that's happening tomorrow. Are we supposed to talk about that?
It's fine. You can talk about it.
Okay. I didn't know if it was. No, it's public. I saw it in the paper last Friday.
It is public. And President Trump's going to be in Yuma.
He is, fourth trip. He's going to be tearing up Joe Biden's.
It is a campaign stop.
Immigration policy, right? I think.
Yes, I think he's going to discuss
his failures.
That.
Yeah, I mean, the Trump campaign isn't shy about their headline. It said something like, talking about Biden's failures on immigration or something like that.
Yeah.
So that is the name of the actual event. But that's pretty exciting that he's coming. How many times is that now? Three?
Four.
This will be the fourth trip. That's pretty incredible. I think that's awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I know Pence came not too long ago.
Yep.
McSally has been here, obviously, a few times as well.
I don't think Obama ever made it to Yuma.
I don't think he did. He may have once. I'm not quite sure.
You got a phone call. Yeah. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Mike. I'm in the foothills. And Trump's coming tomorrow. Is that going to be like a campaign speech, or how's that going to work? And I've got a question for...
Yes.
That other question.
It is a campaign speech. It's not a presidential visit. It's a campaign visit.
I wondered if he.
Okay.
It's about immigration, so I think he might. I don't think he's going to leave the tarmac. Oftentimes, his last times here, I don't think he's even gone off the tarmac.
Oh yeah, yes. He drove right down to the border. He wanted to see the fence.
Oh yeah. I mean, but not around town. He's not stopping at Mr. G's or anything like that.
No.
But I think. Oftentimes when he comes in, and if it's on immigration, I'm assuming he's going to take a motorcade over quickly to the Border Patrol enforcement hangar.
Okay.
But we don't know. But it is it's kind of a...
Well, it's got to be classified and secret and very, very well secured.
Exactly
you know,
right.
It does.
And I don't even know... His brother died over the weekend, and so President Trump's brother died, and so I don't know if he's going to alter his schedule or not. I've heard from others that he's still going on with it, but I don't know if it's going to be an abbreviated version of what he was going to do. I don't know, because of his brother's death.
I don't know either. I've been following it very closely. Now, my question for you, as an attorney, my mother... which is 92 years old, almost 93, here in Yuma. And I've got a question, and the trust was done for you guys.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. And we did the free thing at the Yuma Library, foothills, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went to the seminar.
The seminar, and it had to all be changed. And, you know... She's walking around. Well, I don't know how much I want to say here, but she, in her mind, thinks she needs to change things. I don't know. I don't even know what she has. I've got the two binders sitting in the library, and I never participated in any of this. And there's over. I don't know, that's probably close to $1 million worth of property in several states. But she wants to change things, and I'm watching her, and I don't know what to do. If I just let her go in there, and, you know, I'm scared of, I think she's suffering from some hypoxia.
Okay. Yeah, so...
From going out and wearing these dumb masks.
Yeah.
These masks are dangerous as hell.
Yeah.
And
Go ahead.
I understand your concern about, is she in the right mental state to make these changes at this point in her life? Are there other issues emotionally and things like that that might sway her position? And that's... When she comes into my office, whether it's meeting with myself or with the other attorney, Sean, we go through a very thorough check for what we call testamentary capacity, and that's a legal standard that has to be met in order for a person to make modifications or to even change their legal planning or to even create it. And so the barrier isn't that high, meaning... You just have to know, like if I asked, basically what we have to do is we have to say, well, tell me about your kids. Do you have kids? Yeah, I have kids, Adam. Well, how many do you have? And so if they can talk about their family and without, stuttering really. And if I ask them, well, where do you do your banking? And where do you do this, that, or the other? What do you have? Do you have a car? What kind of car is that? And if that person is stumbling or having a really hard time or can't even answer those questions, then most likely we are not going to move forward with making modifications because they just don't have the mental capacity under the eyes of the law to make those actual changes. And it might even require, we would probably, if we made that determination in office that day, maybe it was a bad day for that person, maybe it was a good day for that person, they passed the test, but more so than not, they actually couldn't do that on a 3 hours later because their capacity comes and goes. We would probably want them to go to their physician and see a specialist and have a testing done, and before we move forward with any changes.
My question is, would I have to participate in this? She's very articulate. I mean, for 92, she is amazing. And I can say that because I professionally, for 25 years in the medical field, I dealt with all this stuff.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, I all this crazy things going on. And I've done a lot of research on these dumb masks, and which are driving me nuts. I refuse to even walk into a place that requires masks. And she pulls it down below her nose so she can actually breathe, and she's not hypoxic.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that throughout Yuma right now. I'm in the foothills, and I won't even do business with people that require masks and do any of this stuff. But she kind of does it. But she's 92, but she's incredibly well articulate. She does so much better than people that I've seen professionally at 70 years old or even 60 years old. But then again, you're dealing with, she was a professional singer. She was an opera singer. So breathing is a very big thing for singers. And I'm watching her with a pulse ox on her hand, and I'm concerned. I don't know what to do. She goes in there, and you've got some kind of thing about her being able to change her trust test.
Well, if that's a question, basically, if she's the one that created that trust, she has the power to change it if she has capacity, legal capacity. And what I'm saying is, we have to go through. We don't just do this once. We do it multiple times. So even at basically what will happen is she would sit down with one of us, either myself or with Sean, and we would go through this process of determining whether she has capacity to make modifications to her planning in place at that time. And if we're not satisfied, it's happened before where I've met with people and I don't go through with making modifications because to me, I can tell that they are not mentally sound. They weren't able to answer my questions. Sometimes people, like you said, she's very articulate, even for a 92-year-old. And it's not really about being articulate. I can ask questions that will test her and test her. If she's truly incapacitated, I've got a slew of questions that I have that will make it manifest itself that she doesn't have capacity or she does have capacity. And a lot of times people, and you said that you've been in this field of health for 25 years, so you've seen how people, even when I deal with people that have dementia, they become very good at making it look like they know what they're talking about, even though they don't. They dance around the question, and they don't really answer the question, or they
she's very good at that.
Right. And it's just I
just don't want to be involved in it. I don't want to have to be coming in to your office, and it's her, whatever is going on, and she thinks is going on. Yeah, I just don't want to be part of it.
Mhm. Yeah, and so I'd have to.
I'm her son, and I just I'm here as a caretaker, for crying out loud.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm also looking at all this COVID stuff, and I know I'm pretty sure, because I spent so many years in surgery, and these masks basically suck.
I'm with you.
it's hypoxia. You go into hypoxia. You can't get it. That's why everybody's dropping their mask down below their nose. Because they can't breathe. They can't get the oxygen, and which creates all kinds of, if you ever took microbiology or anything, the mask does nothing for the virus. It's irrelevant. It drives me nuts. And then I'm seeing this, I mean, she had the most beautiful, she was San Francisco Opera.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Yep,
anyway, fun, Mike.
So we'll try to. She wants to do some changes. That was my only.
Just come in question. And see Adam, or.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. She has to do it. She's the only one that can do it,
or at least initiate that. I realize that.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe she can do it because she just doesn't have capacity. But I wouldn't know that until I actually have a sit down with her and talk to her. And and so I would encourage her, if you wanted to, encourage her to call my office, set up an appointment, and we can sit down and chat and just talk about options that she has. And it might be by the end of that conversation
I'll have to do that.
I encourage her not to make changes for this reason or the other. You know, I just don't know until we sit down and talk.
You guys set this whole thing up. I don't know anything. I haven't even read it, so I'll set up an appointment if I can talk her into it.
All right. Appreciate it.
She keeps saying she wants to change things, and that's fine. I don't know. I just don't want to be part of it.
And you can, I know you say you don't want to be part of it, but it's kind of inevitable. But if you want to ask her for her permission, you can ask and say, Mom, can I just be in there with you? Or do you want me to be in there with you for support or whatever? And maybe she says yes, maybe she says no. But if you wanted to be a helper in there, you can do that. But she has to just give the affirmative. And if she tells our office, yeah, he's okay coming in with me, that's okay. You know, that's fine. There might be a point in the conversation where I say, Mike, can you just be out in the lobby for about 5 minutes? I've got some questions I need to ask her, and then I'll call you back in. But it's not a big deal.
That's fine. Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, right. Thanks for calling in. During the break, we had a call as well, and he didn't want to get on the line necessarily, but he did have a question about adding things to his living trust. I don't know if it was done through my office or not, but his basic question was, do I have to update my trust every time I get something new? And when I think about changes to a trust, I don't think of stuff that you're getting, meaning a change to me is not, I got this new property or I got this new vehicle. That's not a change to the trust. A change to a trust is, I'm going to change who's in charge if I get sick or if I die. Who's going to be the person as the successor trustee that's going to come in and do all this?
Or if there's an heirloom assignment or something, like you want to make sure somebody gets this heirloom.
Yeah,
that has to be spelled out.
I left this piece of property to so-and-so in my trust. Yeah. But I don't want that to happen anymore, so I need to amend that. I need to make the change.
But other than that, it's just a basket.
That's right. And stuff comes in and comes out. And so the question was, well, how does he note, or how does it go into the trust? And I asked the question, well, is it in the name of the trust? Is that new thing that you bought, that vehicle or that piece of property, in the name of the trust? Yes. Then it's in the trust. Just because you didn't write it down or it's not listed in the schedule of assets that was created initially when you did your paperwork, doesn't mean it's not in the trust. Even if it is on that list and it's not titled in the name of the trust, doesn't mean it's in the trust. It's not in the trust. It has to be on the title. Now, with your personal property, there's a different way that works, but most of your personal property is going to be in the trust, because most of the time when you create a trust, you sign a document that's called your assignment of personal property that is a big swath, and it just grabs all the stuff that doesn't have title and throws it in the trust.
Furniture and everything.
Anything that you get in the future of personal property is automatically in the trust. But those things that are titled, you need to do your due diligence and change title over to the name of the trust. And if you're getting something new, you just buy it in the name of the trust, and boom, it's in the trust.
Right.
I like it when people actually make a note for their people coming behind them to say, hey, I bought this this vehicle on such and such date and titled in the name of the trust. That way they're just leaving a note. But we'll talk about that after the break. We've got to go to break right now, and it's 560 AM KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
My name is John Gleason. I'm a retired career naval officer, and I live here in Yuma, Arizona. Like a lot of veterans, I have some medical conditions that put me at a greater risk of coronavirus. I'm being careful about washing my hands, wearing my mask when I go out, and the social distancing.
We're in a public health crisis, and people with pre-existing conditions like John are most at risk. But Donald Trump is still trying to let insurance companies deny coverage for people like John. Even during the pandemic, Donald Trump would let insurance companies deny people coverage just because they get sick.
I've been a Republican almost all my life, but it's just wrong for Donald Trump to take away health care for people with pre-existing conditions. We can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Change Now is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Change Now. MakeChangeNow.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at GetCoolQuick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Urge to Oils knows that good health starts with good water, especially in the Yuma summer heat. That's why the Urge to Oils water experts offer four different types of pure drinking water. Whether you choose reverse osmosis, hydrogen oxygen, iodized alkaline, or simple distilled water, you're getting healthy hydration the Urge to Oils way. For natural and holistic health, there's only one Urge to Oils, Fortuna Palms Plaza in the foothills. And always open at Urge2OilsAZ.com.
Heat alert! Heat alert! This is a heat warning from Hyundai of Yuma. August is one of the hottest months in Yuma, with record-breaking heat. It's so hot that the prices are melting at Hyundai of Yuma. Like $5,000 off new 2020 Santa Fe's, or $4,000 off new 2020 Tucson's. And during the epic summer sales event, even the rates have melted to a low 0% financing on select models. Remember, all new Hyundais come with a limited 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So during this epic event, all offers will be considered and all credit applications will be accepted. So come out today and be cool with these amazing offers only at Hyundai of Yuma. Hyundai of Yuma buys cars. No matter the condition, we will pay top dollar for your trade-in. Bring it in today for a quick appraisal. If you like the offer, you can either trade it in or sell it to us directly. Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma Strong and vet-owned dealership. Visit in person on 32nd Street or online 24/7 at HyundaiofYuma.com.
All offers plus tax, title, license, rebates, or remove any finance offer. 0% of any rebates on approved credit. See you over the day.
Gold is on a roll, higher than it's been in more than a decade. And with uncertainty in the stock market, gold looks like one of the smartest and safest investments you can make. So whether you're buying or selling, given current conditions, now's a great time. Maybe you've gone online to check things out. But why buy or sell online when Arizona Gold and Silver, one of America's most trusted buyers and sellers of gold, is right here in Yuma? Arizona Gold and Silver knows that every investor and every seller is different. That's why a precious metals expert at Arizona Gold and Silver will take the time to discuss your unique situation confidentially and one-on-one. If you're buying, you'll hold the gold in your hands. Selling, you'll get a cashier's check or cash right away. You can't do that online. Arizona Gold and Silver, right here in Yuma, is one of America's most trusted buyers and sellers of gold. Buy or sell safely and securely at Arizona Gold and Silver in Phoenix and right here in Yuma on 32nd Street. Learn more at azgoldsilver.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. What's that mean?
Four minutes left.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. I have been counting down.
You're a liar.
Russ held his fingers up for those of you that can't see, which is all of you.
Yeah.
But he held his four fingers up. I don't know what that meant.
Yeah.
So we've got 4 minutes left till you have to...
kick you out.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys can enjoy your day again, not listen to my voice. But we were talking right before the break about some of the issues that often come up, and this gentleman that called in, Mike from the Foothills, who talked about his mother, who is advanced now in years and of wisdom, I like to say, but she might not be firing on all cylinders, and maybe she is. I just don't know until I talk to her. But just to break it down in less than 2.5 minutes, in order to make changes or to even create a testamentary plan, meaning I'm going to put a will in place or I'm going to put a trust in place, there is a legal standard that has to be met. You have to be able to identify those heirs that might be your potential heirs. That means your kids or your adopted kids. Or if you don't have kids, then who would be the next in line in your family kind of thing. And that comes in the form of me asking questions about your family and getting to the bottom of, do you actually know that you have children? And I've had cases where they can't answer that question. They don't know that they have kids or they don't know anything about their kids. And the second standard would be, do you know what you have? And that comes in the form of, well, if I asked you where you bank, could you tell me? Is it Wells Fargo, Chase? Or if I asked you where do you go, could you describe, it's over here by Fry's, you turn right, and it's the one that's got red and yellow. Okay, I get it, And so those are the kind of finding questions that I'll ask is, what do you have? Do you have a vehicle? Are you driving? Who pays your bills? Those types of basic questions. But by the end of the conversation, I'm going to have, in my mind, a pretty good understanding of whether that person has capacity or not.
And you document that in case it ever comes up.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's the goal is in the event that that person does put planning in place and they're like borderline, I make thorough notes. We make a lot of notes in our office so that they can be used in a court record if it goes that far. When that person dies and maybe you have this really disgruntled child that says, oh, mom was crazy.
Yeah.
She was diagnosed with dementia when she did that. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if she had dementia at the time and it was diagnosed. If she could answer those questions and if she manifests testamentary capacity at the time she signed her testamentary documents, that is the standard. And so we're going to document that in a way that it can be used in the court hearing if it comes to that.
But the trusts are rarely challenged anyway.
Trusts are, yeah.
Wills more often because they're more public.
They have to be public, yes, that's right. And so you've got this, when you do a will, it has to go through a probate matter. It has to go through a probate proceeding, and therefore that means it's a public hearing or a public case, and so those that could be potential heirs have to get notice of this hearing or of this case, and that means that they have notice and they can be involved, and that tends to kind of bring people out of the woodwork, and they make a stink. Even if they're not justified or they don't have any legal grounds, they feel like they do, and it's just going to eat up time and ultimately eat up money. Therefore, trusts are really one of the best ways to do planning because they're not subject to court administration. They're privately administered by those that you leave behind. that are in control, your successor trustees, and they are the managers of that trust. They can't change it. They can just do what you tell them to do.
You're out of time.
We got to go. This has been Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll talk to you next Monday.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.
The program participants' opinions are based upon...